This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
That would help, wouldn't it? Welcome back to the Session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. I hope you had a great weekend. Where I live, it was you really could cook eggs on the street for the weekend, seriously. And I had an eventful weekend, we'll put it that way. How's that? I hope all you guys that are fathers, real fathers, not who were there for the few minutes of pleasure and then never showed up again. I hope you guys that were real fathers had a great Father's Day. Your kids enjoyed it with you. If you have sons or daughters in the military, then I would say my hat's off to you and thank you for bringing up your children so well. So anyhow, I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time. I think we'll have Kimberly with us at the on the other side of the break. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend telling other people about the show. That's always cool, too. I like that as well. Just when you think that the left couldn't go any further left because they'd be in another universe... They make a left-hand turn. It's just great. They never cease to amaze, but they also never cease to give. I mean, they just keep giving on giving and giving. Like the Energizer Bunny. Bunny. Apparently, there's been a few that said it, but MSNBC's Joy Reid suggested that Representative Steve Scalise, he deserved to be shot. Because of his conservative record. Think about that. Can you imagine saying anything about Nancy Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee? I mean, we can go down the whole list, right? Maxine Waters? Yeah, she deserved what she had coming to her because she was, like, whacked. On Saturday show, MSNBC's propagandist Joy Reid angered a number of people when she suggested that Representative Steve Scalise deserved to be shot because of his voting record. Now, Scalise was shot by a white man with a violent background and saved by a black lesbian police officer. And yet she wrote, here's the thing. Why do we have to know he was shot by a white guy? Why did we have to know that the police officer that saved him was a black lesbian woman? I don't get this. How about this? He was shot by a freak and saved by a cop. How's that? That work? Works for me. She puts up a meme of Steve Scalise's voting record, three items in particular, co-sponsored bill to amend Constitution, define marriages between a man and a woman. Oh, no. That's terrible. Voted for the GOP House health bill. That's even worse. I wish we were cold-hearted, because if we were really cold-hearted people, we would let Obamacare fail. Right in the middle of cancer treatments for somebody. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And then you would blame the Republicans because there's something they didn't do to make it right. But I'm not saying the bill that they have now is perfect, not by any stretch of the imagination. But they're trying to get out in front of this thing. Right? They're trying not to be reactionary. Trying to make it so it's not an emotional thing. He also co-sponsored a bill to repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons. Therefore, this prompted a tweet by Joy, who actually said in her tweet that Representative Scalise was shot by a white man with a violent background. Yes, and he was one of yours. That's right, he was a Democrat that followed Bernie. I mean, if you want to play this game, I can have a field day with this. Nothing about the list that he made of Republicans that he wants to kill. No, 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 because they're not human. The implication is clear. According to Reed, Scalise apparently deserved to get shot because of his conservative voting record. That's right. And then somebody responds, so basically he got what he deserved, right? Is that what she's saying? You know, is this the only way they can get ratings? Is this kind of what they're pushing for? To me, that's infuriating. Great, it's not just crazy, it's infuriating. And you let him get away with it. You keep watching that channel. Supreme Court this week has had a field day so far when it comes to some of these powder puffs, snowflakes, whatever they're called. But I only have a few minutes left in the segment. I am not going to blow it on this one because I want to talk about this. Kimberly Marin will join us inside the break. I also want to talk about how, you know, as I see it, as the days go on, as I hear people talking, what has the GOP done? I mean, I'm not talking about, I know they passed some bills, and not some, the 140 some odd. But the reality is, what have they done to protect this president? What have they done to get behind Donald Trump? What have they done to get behind the guy that you voted for? What have they done to get behind the guy who is going through line by line, item by item, to try to put forth those things that he ran on? What are they doing? They're running in the opposite direction. Bunch of cowards. I read across the story, which I thought was funny because it applies so much to today. A feminist on campus organizes a no bra day to teach men not to sexualize women. Isn't that great? That's like Primal Scream Week. And then they don't. Then the people who are against it are the people in the rape culture. People are for it. I don't know. Student from Helena High School in Montana, Caitlin Juvik, was seriously disturbed about men sexualizing women's bodies, so she decided to organize a no bra day. A day where the little high school girls would be running around with no bras on. That'll show them. Are we serious about this? Got a bunch of braless girls running around. 16, 17-year-old boys who have no, whose hormones are running crazy. And this is going to fix it. We'll be back in a minute. I got to get me some sane juice. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
This is Cruising. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys, if you were listening in the last segment, I'm just totally and utterly amazed. When I really thought they couldn't go any deeper into the hole, all light can no longer reach them. That's how bad it's gotten. So, I start off every week with Kimberly Marin. She joins me, and I know she's sitting there slamming her head against the desk like I do most of the time as well. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You muted me again, didn't you? You know, you can't shut me off. You realize eventually.
I didn't mute you.
Anyhow, hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What are you, the Verizon guy?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, anyhow, no, really, seriously, I mean, you and I were kind of talking about this during the break. I said, man, when I really thought they couldn't get any lower. And then listen to what's been taking place all weekend, shortly after the shooting. I mean, that was short-lived. That wasn't even 24 hours, was it?
No, in some people it was right away. I mean, they weren't apparently horrified by it. They, for different reasons across the spectrum of the extreme left wing, they excused and justified Representative Scalise getting shot. They excused and justified it. This is what the Democrat Party has become. And I want to preface that with, not all Democrats are like this. We know, you and I, especially being from the East Coast nightmare, know that they were JFK style get Democrats. No moderate Democrats, you know, reasonable people, but those people, their voices have been muted. The extreme left of the party has taken over and has become the voice and face of the party. So that's why you've seen for months vitriol, hatred, violent rhetoric, and something like this happens. And, you know, you've seen the fascist Antifa, violent, you know, shutting down other people for their freedom of speech. It's they're not going to stop because they've played so much with this identity politics game that they've backed themselves into a corner like a rabid raccoon. And rather than take a dose of medicine to get better, they're just going to keep acting rabid.
Yeah, it's really sick to see this because no matter what happens, it's still human beings. These are still people. It wouldn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, right? I mean, I don't care how whacked you are, all right? If somebody went into an event, shot up somebody like Maxine Waters, I mean, I can't stand the woman. I wish she would go retire and have some fun with her grandchildren. Well, maybe she should stay away from her grandchildren. I don't know. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. I mean, but I would never want anybody to hurt her. I would never want anybody to put a bullet in her. I would never want anybody to beat her up. You know what I'm saying? It's just wrong. It is so wrong.
And if it happened, it would be horrifying. It would not be something that you would say, well, she deserved it.
No.
That's horrifying.
No.
These aren't gangbangers or mobsters we're talking about who shoot at each other on a regular basis. These are regular people that have, you know, well, I don't know if you want to call politicians regular people, but you know what I mean. These are regular people that are, you know, doing a job they were elected to do. And this kind of, you know, trying to excuse this behavior or justify it just shows how sick the left has become. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not all Democrats. It's the extreme left of their party. The problem is moderate Democrats have allowed them to take over and be the voice and done nothing about it.
Listen,
but
we've done the same thing, though. I mean, look at whether you like him or not, right? Trump has no coverage. There's nobody in the GOP is covering him, is helping him, is positive toward, and covering his butt, if you would. They're not speaking against him, but they're doing nothing to support him. I mean, do you agree at all?
To an extent, I agree. I think he's his own worst enemy, personally.
Okay.
Especially with his Twitter account. But I don't think that you guys have any kind of extreme where you're experiencing like the left is. I mean, the Democrat Party is incomplete. It's a mess. It's a complete wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this two factions seriously fighting, but one of them is louder than the other, and they'll just send all their warring factions, you know, to get all the moderate Democrats.
Yeah.
And the left is eating their own now, too. They're eating their own.
Yeah, I talked to somebody from that's been in communications with the Democrats, I mean, in their communications, you know, group for years, and she was just telling me, she says, you know, it's not the party that she knew for years, and she's felt like her party has left her, too, to a big degree, that the progressives have taken over, that they're pushing them to go further left. She knows it's wrong. She doesn't want to do it. So, you know, you look at that and you say to yourself, my God, I can't believe you guys are allowing this to happen, but then I have to step back. I'm sorry. And we may not be as far crazy as they are in some areas, but we have allowed. We're not fighters anymore. Where are my fighters? Where you know, where are the people that are willing to come out and stand next to the president? Yeah, he might be his own worst enemy, but there are things he's trying to do that these guys should be standing next to him on. They should be standing next to him on the principles and maybe not on the person.
Right, and you know, some of them you see doing it, others not. It depends on what the topic is. His Cuba policy, Marco Rubio was out there. Other people were out there touting it. I think it's great.
But Kimberly, We're okay. That's perfect. The Cuban policy, right? So
yep.
Send me clips. Like if this was a Democrat thing, you know, guess what he's doing? They are all over the place. They're at every circuit. They're on every TV station, and they're out there talking about how bad this is for the Cubans, right? How many of our people are out there pounding pavement going, the Cubans weren't seen at them? Those people were seeing none of this money. Political prisoners are still in jail. They're still not open, voting. So, no. Where are guys saying it? Where are they?
Where's the media asking them to? You have to remember, the media is another arm of the left. The media is not on your side. The media doesn't ever want to report anything good from Republicans, ever. They make stuff up, though. You know that? They literally make stuff up. So don't expect them to report on people supporting Trump because they don't want to show that. They don't want to report on that.
Wait a minute. Are you actually saying the left and the left-wing media actually makes up news? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it's called fake news. No, they do. These anonymous sources. Come on, I've gotten anonymous sources before. I know how they. I know how it works. There's no way these people have them all. And even that buffoon Comey said they weren't true.
Well, that's the funny thing about it is, you know, now you hear the guys on the left saying we don't know what we don't know. Even though Comey, the guy that they now all of a sudden want to trust and believe in and feel is a man of integrity, actually said we're not investigating Trump. For some odd reason, that doesn't resonate with them. Maybe it's not in the dictionary. I don't know. I don't even know what to tell you.
Well, Trump did say it, too, in a tweet.
Yeah. No. Let's talk about that inside the break, because I don't take it the same way you do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Me and Kimberly may go at it the other side of the break, which would be pretty cool. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, live chat room going on there. We've got a Facebook feed going on. Whatever. I just forget. Head over to the website, therealside.com. There's stuff there you might want to buy, play with, talk to, whatever. Head over to Facebook. You do something there, but I really want to get back to the conversation. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always enjoy kicking off the week with her. Kimberly, first, thanks for being with me. And secondly, tell people where they can hear and read your topics.
I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Gerard at Large on Monday mornings at 8:20 Eastern.
I don't have a name that lends itself to that. If I try to play those games with my names, it's really bad. You know?
What do you mean?
Well, like Tune In for the Mess. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this would be good. You remember Carl Yastrzemski, right?
Well, I don't remember him, but I know who he is.
I know you didn't know him, but you know, he was like a little baseball god there in Boston.
Yeah.
And they used to call him Yaz as a nickname, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was a catcher. They used to call me Maz. I said, wait a minute, it doesn't have the same meaning to it. Can you please stop? It just sounds bad. Anyhow, all right, I know. Ranting, we'll move.
Maz.
Yeah, shut up. we'll move on now. All right, so you and I were talking a little bit about Trump on the other side. I saved it. I didn't even talk to you during the break about it because I wanted to save it. And I'm so tired, and we know they're going to do it. Don't beat me up and say, well, you know they're going to do that anyhow. But I think it's hilarious. Even Fox now has jumped on this bandwagon where it doesn't matter what the man says or does. They find something in it that's wrong, and they want to browbeat him. First of all, on the legal side of things, he needs to stop doing this, but nobody's going to tell him what to do. Secondly, you know, when he was saying he was being investigated by, you only got 140 characters, people. Washington Post says again, I'm being investigated by the same guy who told me to fire Comey. I mean, just how about we look at it for how asinine it is to begin with?
Okay, it is, but then Trump's lawyer was having a talk about it on with Chris Wallace this weekend.
Right.
So it does, you know, that's why I think it's great that Trump tweets. Personally, I think it's great. Somebody needs to babysit him. You need to babysit Tweeter, baby sweeter or something. you know, because I do. I think it's great. Like, when he wasn't tweeting during the Comey hearings and there were bars that were going to give free drinks every time he tweeted.
Right.
I was actually concerned for the president that day because I didn't know where he was. And we were making up jokes, you know, someone locked him in the closet, took his battery out of his phone, took his phone away.
Yeah.
But, you know, I honestly think it's good that he tweets. I think it's cool. And it, you know, it does get him more closer, you know, bypassing the media, so to speak. But somebody needs to just verify or check and make sure it's okay what he's tweeting. Not, you know, not even when he's being whatever about CNN or something, but anything that's to do with himself that could possibly cause trouble for his press people or himself, don't do it. Just don't.
I am kind of with you there, but I think it's hilarious. He's got over, 100 million followers on Twitter in some way, shape, manner, or form, whether it's POTUS or his own personal Twitter account. And the thing I love about this is, if you think about it, how many presidents of the past, so you do a fireside chat on Saturday night, right? So you catch up from the whole week, and you try to get your information across. You have an impromptu press conference, and they set the narrative. So I'm 100% on with you when you say, you know, I look at some of this stuff and I go, hey, look, here's the deal. You can, he's got the ability to set the narrative with over 100 million people the way he wants to lay it out and let them fight it out. I think that's great. It's just my own personal opinion,
right.
You know?
Yeah, but I don't care about his tweets. I don't want them to make news. I don't want them to distract from the things he's doing. I was talking to some people this past week, and they're like, what's Trump done so far? And I said, actually, he's done more to help this country than Obama did in 8 years.
Yeah.
And as you know, I did not vote for Trump. I'm not a huge fan, but I give credit where credit's due. And so I'm naming the things that he's done, you know, the approving the pipelines, getting out of the Paris Accord, you know, whatever. So
right.
I've listed out, you know, cutting back on some regulations. So I listed out the thing. I'm like, all of these things are helpful to Americans. And, you know, of course they bring up Trump care and Obamacare. And of course the left is lying about Trump care. Some stuff might be true, but they're exaggerating it. And, you know, I'm sorry, but the left, Democrats destroyed health care with Obamacare. Destroyed it.
Right.
And it's going to take years to fix that mess because you can't just drop everyone and have no health care for them because it'll be complete chaos.
Well, I find interesting about all of this is that they totally ignore. Notice how they totally ignore everything that's going wrong with Obamacare right now, today, across the country, right? That Arizona is going to be without insurance or their premium is going to go up, 116% or something ridiculous like that. The average across the board is going to be 27%. I mean, when you start rolling all this up across the country, what's going to cost people? What happened to the affordable part of the Affordable Care Act? Now, they're going to blame it on insurance companies, but you and I both know it's not true.
Yeah.
And I said earlier, we do have a heart, because the way I'd let this play out, I would let it fail. I would sit there waiting with ours, and I would let it fail. And some poor person in the middle of a cancer treatment is going to hear her doctor say, sorry, there's no more money for you. You know, this Obamacare that you wanted is now, no longer has the ability to take care of you. Go ahead.
And the problem is they built it to fail. I mean, they knew that this was going to fail. They never thought that Republicans would take back the White House, I don't think, after Obama, because they thought he was going to be so great.
No.
And, you know, Americans were dumb. So I think they figured it would fail, and then whoever, the Democrat, Hillary or whoever, came in, you know, in 2016 would say, oh, we need single payer. Got to do it, you know?
Yep.
So I just think they didn't plan very well. I mean, you know, it didn't work out on their behalf at all because it's failing. And it's been failing for, 4 years? But they did nothing to fix it. Not a thing.
Lady,
nothing.
it's been failing since they implemented it when you had what? You had the exchange sites were down all over the place, right? People were being charged for services they weren't receiving and didn't want because they had to enter all their information first. I mean, it was crazy. Remember that?
It was almost $1 billion for a website. Now,
yeah.
I have helped build websites. I have built websites from scratch. And They were never like that, Matt.
Well,
and nor did they ever cost that much money.
I mean, our business before this is, you know, part of our business was a website building company, and I just would laugh. I'd say, look, I'll do it for $20 million. Okay? $20 million bucks, we're good.
Exactly.
And then
I'll get it done within a year, and it'll be done on time and under budget.
Yeah. Oh, we had those three frat boys. Remember, they did it in, what, 3 days or 4 days over a weekend, throwing back some beers and building a website, and it did everything the other site did. With the exception of it didn't take any of your took your basic information, family size, and that kind of stuff, but it didn't need your credit card info, it didn't need your bank info, it didn't need any of that to give you the premiums and such. So, you know, again, the Dems are believing everything they tell, but it's breaking. I don't know if it is there in New England. I mean, here in California, some of the people I've spoken with that are hardcore Dems, they're shrugging their shoulders and saying, I don't know what my party's doing. You know, here in California, They're running rampant. It's like somebody gave them the keys to the candy store, and there's no adult in the room, you know?
Hasn't that been the way it's been for years?
Yeah, but at times they have had adults in the room to slow them down or stop them. They couldn't pass tax increases until they had two-thirds, and they've never... Well, they had two-thirds for a short period of time until two senators got indicted, but after that, they no longer had the two... That's one way to be. Just let them go. And they'll do it to themselves, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they pass single-payer health care out here. It's going to be state-run. I know you're right. You're going to pay more your people. You're going to pay 2.8% more in your payroll taxes, which means that the employer is going to pay more. Corporations are going to get another 7.3% on top of that to help offset the cost. Another 12% at the gas pumps to help replenish the money they already stole. So it's like.
Wait, did you see? In San Francisco, they had raised the minimum wage to $15. I think it started in September or January.
Yeah, I saw that. But go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, $15 an hour, and there's already restaurants dying off, literally dying off, closing down. 60.
Yeah.
Shut down.
When you have a liberal San Francisco paper going, what did we do? And they're posting pictures of them taking stuff out of the restaurants. You know you screwed up big time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin joins me. She will be back with me right after the break.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. If you go to GCNLive.com, you can find a whole bunch of wonderful shows up there. A bunch of great hosts on the GCN Network. Also, well, I'm on there, so yeah, a bunch of great hosts, what can I tell you? Anyway, or head over to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can find stations and times. We also have two brand new apps, okay? I shouldn't say, it's actually one brand new app. It's on two platforms. It's on Apple and it's on Android, okay? And it's a custom app, so you can do so much more than you did with our older app. So go down there, update, pull it. If you don't, you know, if you don't like it, you just can it. Take it off your phone. But it'll send you notices that we're coming up live. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can be involved in the chat room from the phone. You can pick up the old podcast, you can send an email, you can actually call from the phone. I gotta let Joe have it. You just press a button that says call show now. There you go. And then you can tell me how you feel, what you feel, and why you feel. Seriously. I make it as easy as I can. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kick the week off. I always appreciate her time and thoughts on some of the issues of the day. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So let me, you know, today we're in the part of the country I'm in, and it was like 104, 105 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And somebody actually sent me a picture. I guess in Arizona it was 122 degrees in some places. And
yes.
they had a pan out, you know, like a frying pan kind of thing. Not a frying pan, a baking pan. And they put steaks in there. And they were cooking the steaks in the pan on the sidewalk. And I couldn't do anything but laugh because I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's tough. I mean, that's like double tough. How do you walk on that stuff?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're not walking barefoot out there.
No. The only freaky thing I ever did when I was driving plow trucks, I used to take salami and cheese sandwiches, and I'd wrap them in tinfoil, and I'd put them on the manifold of the truck so that they'd be nice and hot and melty, you know, when I was getting ready for dinner. You're going to appreciate that. You know what that's like when you're there and you're just freezing and you want something warm. You know?
Yeah, but you know, the good thing about the cold is you can always get warm.
Right.
You can't get cool. You can't cool yourself off if it's 120 degrees. Because even if you walk around naked, that's not helping. You have to be in air conditioning.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, you definitely want to turn it up when I'm in the room. You want it nice and cool. Because you sure as heck don't want me taking clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Not a good thing. All right. So, you know, before you came on, I did a story. Let's see where I find this one. I don't know if you heard this. This is like the last minute thing. But there was... there was a young lady that she was at one of the high schools. She decided that women were being too sexualized or objectified or whatever, okay? So the way she was going to fix that, now, mind you, this is high school. Her way of fixing that was to have, like, a band of bra day, right? So the best way not to be objectified, not to be seen as a sexual object, is to make sure that you take your bra off in high school while wearing skimpy shirts and expecting that the 16 and 17-year-old, now, don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that this is a license to do whatever you want, because that's not what I mean at all. But to think you're going to tame 16 and 17-year-old boys in one fell swoop because you didn't wear a bra, I don't know. Am I drinking too much? Am I taking this too far to one side or what?
No, it's really stupid. I mean, this is basically what they want to say is boys shouldn't be sexually attracted to us. We shouldn't be considered sexual objects of attraction because we're women. Well, duh, sweethearts. That's how men and women procreate. That's how we're naturally, you know, our bodies are meant to go. So that's why you're supposed to be attracted to men, and they're supposed to be attracted to you. So then you two can be attracted to each other and have the baby. I mean, God, help us.
Yeah, I just thought the funny thing was instead of sitting them down, instead of doing something where you actually get them together and talk about these things and try to explain it, no, the best thing to do, but I don't know why she stopped there. I think the best way to do it is just walk around campus naked, right?
Oh,
maybe with just a fig leaf or something on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, this gets so stupid after a while. It's like I should be able to do anything I want And not bring any ill on me. Well, you know what? Like, I'm sorry it's this way. I'm sorry society sucks, and I'm not saying it's the way it should be. But if you're walking around on the docks in the middle of the night and you got a bikini on, you may have some trouble. It's just because there's jerks out there, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, most people wouldn't do a damn thing about it. But there's going to be some people that would. But the point is, I think the picture, it's a bigger point than this. You know, on one hand, they get mad if men don't find them attractive, right? But then on the other hand, that's the whole point. The whole point is mutual attraction. Not every man and woman's going to find each other attractive, right?
Yeah.
We're all meant for, you know, we find certain things attractive. So they're not grasping the bigger picture that is really quite simple, Adam and Eve type, you know, information. It's just really that basic. It's that basic. They're trying to make everything way too complicated.
Oh, Kimberly, we did that story a couple of weeks ago. Remember that the girl was saying that if you have a type, right? If you have if you prefer thin girls over big girls or vice versa, or whatever hair color, that was wrong.
That was a phobic in and of itself. I'm thinking, oh my God, you guys have lost your minds.
I just read an article today by a gay writer at Huffington Post who's black, and he said, for all you white men, all you white gay men who aren't attracted to black men, you're racist.
Oh my God.
I mean, come on. You can't really, you honestly can't help who you're attracted to. You really can't help it.
Oh, well,
you
can't. According to them, you can, and you should. Otherwise, you're just a bad person.
Yeah, otherwise you're racist.
I know. This stuff never ceases to amaze me. There was somebody I used to have on Monday nights, and when she first started, she would say to me, I always thought you were making up these stories. I thought they were whacked. And I said, at one point, I said to her, go find your own, and we'll do your stories. And I would consistently get emails from her going, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, those kind of things. I don't make this stuff up. These are what's happening on campuses in this country is scary and freaky. And the parents, I mean, parents need to step up and get involved even at the college level. Don't you agree?
I do. I'm thinking that parents don't know their kids are doing some of this stuff is what I'm thinking.
Come on, really?
Oh, yeah, because let me tell you, I would snag my kid so fast out of that school if he was doing some of the dumb stuff these little snowflakes are doing. Oh, no, no, not on my dollar, kid. No.
So I had to take a long drive with my youngest son on Sunday, and I learned how to drive in Boston, so that should really paint a picture for you.
Yes.
Most people don't even know what that means, but I learned how to drive in Boston, so... In moving around on the freeway and, you know, cutting traffic and trying to get around, I could see him trying to grab the brake on his side of the seat. And for some other reason, it was not working. But so I just got this article in the mail today on my email. It says, drivers who merge at the last minute may be annoying, but they're right.
That's so me.
And it goes on to talk about how, you know, you if you move at the last minute, or if you make, because people get in your way and they see you try to come over and they actually make it worse. We went through a rotary, what I call a rotary. They call them roundabouts out here. And I kept kind of yelling at the woman going, go, you keep rotaries, you keep moving, you don't stop. It's like a slingshot effect. Sometimes you got to go around two or three times to get to your seat, get to your street. But hey, you can get there. So.
It's bad.
I thought this was funny, and I knew you'd appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, well, I grew up in the western part of Massachusetts. We didn't drive like M-holes, okay? I was careful what I said.
Yeah, and people from Boston know exactly what you're saying right now. That's right.
There's a reason people from Massachusetts have that in. When I moved up to the Boston area, oh, my God. I went from being this nice, sweet driver to a total lunatic because you had to. Because otherwise you weren't getting out into any street ever, anywhere. It's that bad.
Well, the writer calls it the zipper merge. He says we should all be learning how to do the zipper merge. You know,
I do that all the time.
Right?
People get so mad. I'm like, what? Why am I waiting in line 2 miles back like the rest of you idiots?
Anyway, I just thought it was kind of somebody who said it got kind of funny and thinking about him really trying to slam that brake on the floor. That's even more hilarious because what are you going to say to your dad when he's driving, right? And tell him to stop, I'll take over. Sorry, kid, not going to happen.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, hey, look. So I know you're a big Trump fan. Oh, God, we're there. All right, tell people how to get a hold of you. Tell them how to, you know, read your writings, that kind of stuff.
I'm on Twitter at ConservativeIND. New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute.
All over the place.
And, yeah.
And sometimes on the real side. Always there, too. Hey, and thanks for being with me. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Scalise shooting. You know, CBS is, what's his name, Scott Pelley. He's another one who said that it was self-inflicted. I mean, and they're still on the air. Can you imagine if somebody on the right said the same thing? You wouldn't be seeing this happening. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee and come on back, or I'll come to your house. We'll be right back.